Mitch Stinson, a former aircraft carrier aviator for the United States Navy, a former Top Gun pilot, and he woke up early to come on the show with us. Thank you, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Excellent. Yay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's good to hear you. I heard you guys got winter down there, too. I'm up in Maine. We got a nice little 4 inches. That was fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's light for you.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you so much.
I can't say that enough to you.
I'm being a good guy, too.
My honor. Thank you so much.
And you're watching what's happening there in Iran. What's your take on it?
Well, it looks like it's a pretty complex mission, obviously, and it's a full-blown mission. I think you're seeing the U.S. military at its best, a highly coordinated attack to kind of take out Iran's ability to, you know, push their power around, and that oil reserves and everything that's coming out through the Straits of Hormuz is very valuable. What is it, like 40% of the nation's oil through there? So I think you're seeing the U.S. military in a highly coordinated effort to kind of shut down their ability to stop that from happening. So
when you watch this as a former Top Gun pilot, what do you think? What do you see?
I see, you know, and I have friends, obviously, that, you know, have served and some that are still serving now. And I see, you know, we train all the time. So you're constantly in training mode. So when you transition to a real world situation, I think you're seeing the ability for our service members to perform at such a high level. And to be prepared for so much. I mean, there's so much contingency planning on so many things. And then obviously you see when things start happening and unfolding, it's such a dynamic environment. And you're trained to basically go with that flow, adapt to it, and stay ahead of it while staying to your plan. So, I mean, it's obviously a very serious situation. For your listeners out there that have your family members and friends out serving, you can be very proud of them, and they're very well trained.
Yeah, that's the one thing as Americans I think we can all 100% agree on,
is
that
behind.
We support the troops. Yep. We want them to come home safely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yes.
Did you see that three of our fighter jets were shot down by friendly fire over Kuwait?
I did see that. I looked into that, and you know, and unfortunately, throughout the history of you know, a warfare environment, friendly fire has always been a part of it. That's a highly complex system that you're seeing at work, integrated with allies, not just our own forces, but our allies as well. And the technology that it's transitioning so fast. I mean, if you saw the airplanes that I flew compared to what they're flying now, you would laugh, because I'd look like I was, you know, playing like Atari while
gotcha.
These guys are all.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
So, wow. Yeah. So it's pretty incredibly integrated. It's real fast time. Systems are operating on an automated system. So I'm sure they're going to try and figure out what exactly went wrong there. But thank God those crews were able to get out. I'm sure they were pretty surprised. They were out, I believe, looking for drones, doing a combat air patrol over the Kuwaiti airspace, making sure that the drones weren't going into their targets. And I'm sure those missiles hit them real fast and not from where they were looking. So that was pretty scary stuff.
Blindsided, yeah.
Mitch Stinson, on a former aircraft carrier aviator for the U.S. Navy, former Top Gun pilot. You were saying you guys train for everything, and they train and train and train and train. Do you ever train to eject out of a jet?
So through your training, as you go through, you learn all the egress systems out of your aircraft. You learn the envelopes. It's a really good question, actually, because, you know, that's part of the deal where is those systems – progressed in technology. I mean, the egress system, the ejection system, the technology in there has gone very well. So their envelopes, the time that you can get out of the airplane and how quickly you can get out of the airplane is very important. So almost as an aviator, you almost sit there and you go, hey, listen, under these circumstances, you have to train your brain to say, okay, that's it. I got to get out, and I got to get out now. Because most pilots don't want to jump out of a good airplane. You know
right,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're trying to get that thing going.
Right. So that they showed the video of the female pilot who landed in Kuwait, and the guy ran over with his cell phone recording and said, "Are you okay?" And
yeah, thank you.
That was the best case scenario, by the way.
Yeah.
Right.
But everything that happened before then, you know, she's traveling 450, 500, maybe 600 miles an hour. You get hit. You have just a split second to judge, can I keep this thing going? Can I land this safely?
Assess the situation, yeah.
And then you just got to bail.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it happens so fast. And you know, in my flying, you know, we would do a lot of out-of-control flight training. So once you realize you're looking and you're going, wow, this airplane's acting in a way. I mean, your engine instrumentation is your first indicator. Like, are these things still going? Are we still, you know, flying? What's going on? How many firelights do I have? You have to assess that.
What's a firelight? Really, like, you really actually have a fire?
Well, yeah. So you know, your jet engines obviously have many sensors throughout the engine, and if there is damage that could cause a fire or some mechanical problem that would have a fire, you actually have, at least airplanes, you know, you have fire indicator lights that come on right away. You also have an ability to fight those fires, shutting them down, shut down the engine if you have another one, and then you assess from there. So it's a constant assessing. But I'm sure when you get hit like that with a missile and your flight controls start to go dead, in other words, the tail end of your airplane's gone, you're not getting any ability to move the airplane the way you would want it to go, you know you're in trouble pretty quick and it's time to jump out.
And do you have to say that over the radio, right, so your co-pilot knows?
Yeah, I mean, if you have the ability, you know, the old training mantra was aviate, navigate, communicate. So you're going to try and fly that airplane, and if you can fly it, you got to get it going in the direction you want it to get it going, and then if you have time, you'd start talking and telling people what's going on. There might be a situation where you just don't have time to get that call out,
right,
and that's
blast.
That real time.
And it's not co-pilot, right? What's the person behind you? What's that called?
So they're called WISOs, radar intercept officers. They operate all the complex systems on these airplanes. They're highly coordinated with the pilots, working back and forth, maximizing everything that airplane has on board, offensively and defensively.
So the pilot, the person in front,
right,
decides if they're ejecting. They press the button. And what's the training for that? You cross your arms, keep your elbows in?
Yeah, you definitely want to keep as tight as you can to the seat. Your body posture is super important, right? So I had a friend of mine who jumped out of an A6. I say jumped out, it's silly. He ejected out of an A6. You know, and his body position wasn't that good. And he, you know, his back ended up, you know, he crunched a little. Ejection seat.
Yeah, got a boo-boo.
Yeah, so you definitely want to keep your elbows in because that high airspeed, once you get into the airflow, is going to flail your arms out. So the body position, that, and again, going back to your question about training, you definitely train for that to keep your body in the best position possible as you make that ejection decision.
Can you just shoot the guy behind you out?
Yeah.
So when you press that button, you're both going out, right?
He can't take my seat.
You don't want to leave your... You don't want to leave
forgot
the guy without
to tell
the
you. My bad. Sorry. You may want to hit that eject button.
That's right. So you press one button, both seats go.
That'd be my luck. Also, the guy's like, where do you go?
What's the danger like if you're hit and the plane is twirling to eject out while the plane's twirling?
Yeah, so your ejection sequence. So actually, it's interesting because the person in the back seat can initiate the ejection as well. There's like a command ejection. So usually the pilot has the command eject.
Uh-huh.
But they brief it too. So they'll sit there and say, on this flight, you know, I'm going to have command eject. So that way the guy in the back seat or lady in the back seat can't accidentally eject them or eject them when they're not supposed to. But they go through that, they brief it, and they communicate to each other. So the call would be eject, eject, eject. The back seat always goes first because if the front seat goes, well, the back seat's still in, you got a rocket going off in that seat. You don't want to hurt the person behind you. So the back seat always goes first, no matter what. So,
That makes sense.
Right.
Man, that's got to be something going, you know, you're 600 miles an hour one way, and then you pop out with an explosion, rockets in literally coming out of your ass,
and
then you're hitting a wall of wind that's coming at you 600 miles an hour.
Wild.
It's incredibly disorienting. And friends of mine that had ejected out of aircraft always said the same thing. They said, you know, it's such a, you become so disoriented for just that 1 or 2 seconds. And hopefully, you know, you keep consciousness depending on what's going on with the G-forces of the airplane as you're ejecting. But my friends have always, you know, told me that had to eject out of the airplane is as soon as they're, you know, they realize they're out of the airplane, they get seat man separation, so they're pushed out of the seat, and then the chute deploys, the training kicks right in, right? So that goes to show you how much that training is so important, because right away they're going, okay, now I got to check my systems, I got to check my chute, I got to check where I'm going, the whole deal. So
I didn't check on the runway accidentally.
There he goes again. Damn it! What did you think when you saw that female pilot and the guy approaching her with the phone? My read was she's thinking, what is this coming at me
right now?
Right.
So you're obviously, you know, that's Kuwait as an ally, but you still don't know who's friendly and who's not.
Yeah.
And you're slightly disoriented. You realize you've survived an ejection. You're on the ground and you're like, okay, now what's happening?
Right.
I thought he was incredibly professional. I know they probably have service revolvers that they carry in combat situations. So, I mean, if you're really panicky, I had a friend that was that got shot down in the Iraq Gulf War, the first Gulf War. And, you know, he hit the ground and had his pistol out immediately, but he was in enemy territory. But I'm sure she was like, wow, what's going on? Let's be professional.
Do I pull my gun? Do I not pull my gun?
Right.
Being recorded? That's a whole deal.
Yeah.
So I thought she was really, really professional.
Incredible. And a smile on her face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mitch Stinson. We need more Mitch Stinsons in this country. I swear to God. Former aircraft carrier, aviator for the United States Navy. And he's a comedian.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this guy.
He's everything.
Thank you so much for coming on. We're going to link up to all things Mitch on the radio station website. Thank you, brother.
Hey, thank you so much. You folks have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
That's the billion-dollar movie.
Yeah.
Top Gun Maverick.
Yep.
That was him. That's him. Badass.
Yeah.
Badass.
That's a million
stories. Now he's telling jokes.
Yeah.
You think he gets nervous when he walks out in front of a crowd?
Nah.
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 I think so.